Good evening. You are listening to The Queen's English, a comedy podcast. Writing, production, voices, and a strict moral code provided by David Underwood. Additional writing provided by Kim Dallaire. It is the 26th of July, 2006. We are not amused.
Hello, welcome to the Queen's English, my comedy podcast. I'm David Underwood and I will be your host now and forevermore. So get used to it, alright? Good. I have some comedy lined up for you today. I decided I'd go with something of a theme this time around. So our theme for today is computer games. So I hope you enjoy computer games in a funny accent, because that's what today's show is all about. Even if you don't, listen anyway, because it's still funny. The comedy is universal. Really, it is. Don't worry. Today's show was put together on a Wednesday, again, all of it. And I was quite worried because the play that I'm doing for the university, the play we're doing, was supposed to be completely off script starting today. So I've been interspacing recording the show with learning my lines. So I'm learning my lines for the play, then learning my lines for the show and trying to get them mixed up, which has worked so far, which is good. But we'll find out later today whether it's actually sunk in or not. Anyway, there's some comedy waiting in the next few seconds, so I advise you to stick around because it's very good. But before we go any further, here's an announcement from the Online Gaming Widow Society. The names of the bereaved have been changed to protect their identities.
Hi, my name's Stephanie, and I have a story. Maybe it happened to you, or maybe it's happening right now, or maybe your significant other is just starting to become more distant. Either way, no one wins when your boyfriend starts playing Day of Defeat. It wouldn't be so bad without the headset. The microphone is built in, see? So I don't see it. I'll be in the other room, reading or doing dishes, and I'll hear his voice. And there's only the two of us in the apartment, and so I'll think he's talking to me. But he never is. I should know better. He never tells me things like,
"Oh, headshot."
Or,
"Oh, stop shooting at me."
But I still fall for it every time. "Yes, honey, what was that?" But he ignores me. "Sweetheart, did you say something?"
"No, I was talking to the guys in game." "Oh, great, now I'm dead."
This is usually followed by,
"Help me cap this."
Or,
"That's a grenade, get out of there."
Or something like that. If you two are suffering, don't suffer with people who don't hear you. Dial the number at the bottom of your screen and contact the Online Gamers Widows support line today. Yes, we are listening.
Hey there, Billy.
Hi.
Billy, I'm here to talk to you about a very important topic. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, as I'm sure you've seen on the news, net neutrality has been a...
Net neutrality? What's that?
You've not heard of net neutrality? Billy, net neutrality is very important. Where have you been for the last few weeks? Locked in a closet or something?
Yes. You said I had to stay there because it was the only way to protect me from violent video games.
Such an imagination you've got there, Billy. Now,
it's true.
Be quiet, little bastard. Do you want to go back? Hmm? Well, if you've never heard of net neutrality, I suppose I'd better enlighten you a little. Are you ready, Billy?
Yes.
Great. Now, at the moment on the internet, everyone is equal. It doesn't matter whether you're surfing for information on a school project, downloading illegal copies of Hollywood films, or looking up the recipe for napalm. Everyone's information is allocated the same amount of bandwidth.
That sounds pretty fair. I mean, the internet is built on good old American values, such as liberty and freedom of speech.
Yes, Billy. And porn. Lots and lots of porn. But that's a discussion for another day. The problem right now is that net neutrality isn't a threat from something called the two-tier system.
What's that?
Glad you asked, Billy. The two-tier system allows big companies to pay money to service providers. In return, the service providers will give their data greater priority as it passes through the network. This
priority service would be the upper tier.
Well, then what's the other tier?
Oh, that's the beauty of the system, Billy. Eventually, so much money will be put in the system that supply will not be able to keep up with demand. When that happens, the people who can't afford to pay for their data to be sent will be squeezed out entirely. At that point, the only other tier will be the tier that I'll cry to lament the deaths of countless small businesses too poor to afford the rising costs.
So, I should support net neutrality then?
Good God, no, Billy. You should start buying shares in Time Warner. Only the strong will survive.
Orc Shaman? Don't think so. Overlords? Not likely. Cross-dressing halfling ninjas? Give me a break. Last year, we unleashed a new breed of hero into the world. The Guitar Hero. We let you rock your way through more earth-shattering riffs than you can shake a Stratocaster at. And now we're doing it again. Presenting the latest interactive experience from Red Octane and Harmonix. Chainsaw Hero. Have you ever felt the urge to fell a 200-foot redwood, but never had a back garden big enough? Wait no more. Chainsaw Hero lets you chop a whole slew of virtual trees with a single swing. You are Lunk Chunkwood, Chainsaw Maestro. Your mission? Deforestation. Your weapon of choice? Our new controller, featuring a real two-stroke competition-level chainsaw engine, swing sensor, and exhaust vent. Tired of chopping trees? Try one of the mini-games. Choose from Ice Sculpting, Lumberjack Duel, or Zombie Panic. Chainsaw Hero. This autumn, the trees will bow to a new master.
Congratulations, you've reached the Geek Dating Service. To listen to some of our personals, press 1.
I am Drake Malfire. Entire worlds crumble beneath my plus 5 staff of smiting. I am a level 7 sorcerer with extensive GM experience. If you go on a date with me, I might reach into my bag of plenty and pull out my...
Hi, you can call me Headshot Machine like my clanmates do. My hobbies involve poning noobs, knife kills, and wall hacking. Yep, I'm the latest guy around. If you want, we can both get naked and I can toy with your case mods. When you call, ask my mom if you can speak to Greg.
Hello there, I'm Tony, and I love World of Warcraft. We can watch back-to-back episodes of Inuyasha and then surf the web for Yaoi together.
Thank you for using the Geek Dating Service. If we haven't convinced you to take a vow of celibacy and join a convent, then you're obviously a lost cause. Goodbye.
Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Questionnaire. Today I'm talking to Hamlet Thompson, lead game designer on the latest World War II console game. It's a pleasure to have you, Hamlet.
It's a pleasure to be here, John.
Now, there have been an awful lot of World War II shooters of late. Call of Duty, Day of Defeat, Red Orchestra, Men of Honor, to name but a few. What do you think the fascination with this genre is?
Well, I think that the genre is incredibly rich, full of possibilities for games. But I think the main attraction is that you get to shoot Nazis.
Yes, I think you're probably about right. But your new project is a little different, I hear. Could you elaborate?
Certainly. As you mentioned earlier, John, the market has been flooded by these shooter games. Now, whilst each has their own merits and unique gameplay, I feel that it's time for something new. That's why our game goes in a completely different direction. We feel that people will love this new and innovative approach to the genre.
So what can players expect to be doing?
Making trifles, mainly.
You what?
Yes. Our new game is a cooking sim. Now, when the British women and children were evacuated to the countryside from London, many of them had to learn a whole new way of cooking. What with rationing being in place at that time, it was very difficult to get a hold of many foodstuffs that you or I consider commonplace today. Sugar, for example. Tropical fruit was completely out. Even eggs and cheese were a rare commodity.
And this is what the game focuses on, is it?
Oh, yes. Players will be rewarded for following recipes correctly with better and more varied ingredients. In the climax of the single-player story, they must take part in the village cake festival against local housewives. And then there's the multiplayer.
Multiplayer?
Well, we would be foolish to ignore the online potential of the game. Players can get together to share recipes, swap ingredients, and even work cooperatively, preparing a whole selection of food for the village fete. Our playtesters responded particularly well to that aspect.
Who exactly did you get to playtest all this?
Well, there was me.
There was Charmaine, Catherine, Sadie. Francesca didn't come because she was out seeing that boy Fred of hers.
Of course, she says she's not seeing him anymore, but Candy saw them snogging outside the cinema on Friday. Anyway, we were all there discussing just how Justin Timberlake is so completely dreamy when... Oh, shit.
Oh, I see. Very clever. Let's take a look to see who you really are under that mask. Aha! Susan Tebbit from the Female Gamers League. I thought so.
Damn it, I was so close.
It'll take a bit more than that to get us guys interested in girly games, missy. Did you really think that slapping a World War II title on a cooking game was really going to fool anybody?
Well, we had you fooled, didn't we?
Hey, well, of course not. I was just playing along to see how far you'd go before you tripped up. Anyway, that's all we have time for today. Good night.
And that is all. Thank you for listening, everybody. That was my show for this week. If you enjoyed it, please leave a comment on the blog, the website for which is queens-english.blogspot.com, queens-english.blogspot.com. Otherwise, if you don't fancy doing that, you can always send me an email. The email for the podcast is queens... Sorry, no, it's not. That's the website. The email for the podcast is thequeensenglish@gmail.com. I'm confused over here for some reason. Yes, leave a comment, send me an email. Come back next week, I'll have more comedy for you then. In the meantime, I will leave you. I'll stop rambling because I ramble, and apparently that's not good. Good night.